Starting another brand new hour here on the Steve Gerber Show, live from Studio G. Good to have you along for the conversation. I'm fighting for you every day from the foxhole of freedom. I'm going to tell you the truth every single day. If it hurts a little bit, well, that's probably good, right? Got to clean out that wound and make sure we're on the right track. Welcome to it as we get into it. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, the Michigan school shooter's parents, both on their way to prison for an extended period of time. Even gun rights people can't argue with this one, it seems. We'll talk about it. Number two, the nuclear caucus charging forward with new legislation to give us more nuclear energy. This is Republicans and Democrats alike. This is actually good news. We'll talk about it. And number three, the Biden administration using your tax dollars to influence voter registration in blue states and swing states. That's not good news. And this comes to you from Dateline Lansing, Michigan, Michigan News Source. You can find out more at michigannewssource.com. Read the article yourself. Share with your friends. A Republican-led House committee in Washington raising concerns over the Biden administration's initiative to register voters in Michigan, obviously a critical swing state, you know that, using resources from the Small Business Administration, the SBA. Why would the Small Business Administration funds, what does that have to do with registering voters? The answer is nothing. Nothing. That's why it's concerning that they're manipulating and misusing federal funds, tax dollars, to register voters in a swing state, a state they think they can win. In a press release from the Department of State on March 20th, they tout a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the SBA and Michigan's Department of State as an initiative to promote civic engagement and voter registration in the state. Of course, that's all nice language and all, but it's BS. Michigan Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says about the program, quote, small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy. Like voting, they play a direct role in improving people's lives. I'm proud we are working with the Small Business Administration for this first-in-the-nation effort connecting Michigan's small business community with the tools and information they need to play an even greater active role in our democracy. That's all garbage. Small businesses are important to our community. They're going to exploit and steal your tax dollars to register voters. One has nothing to do with the other. U.S. Small Business Administrator Isabel Casillas Guzman says about the initiative, protecting and strengthening our democracy is critical to our economic success and a core goal of the Biden-Harris administration. Through this Memorandum of Understanding, the SBA will help connect Michiganders to vital voter registration information from the state of Michigan so that more small business owners can exercise their right to vote. What? I have an idea. Spend the money on enhancing the opportunities for small businesses. Take down impediments to being successful. Get rid of these incredibly high tax ideas on small businesses where you want to push small business tax to 39.6%. Get rid of that. How about you spend your time focusing on small business and not playing politics? Guzman adds this. Small businesses are busy working on and in their businesses, and by meeting them where they are, on our website and at our small business outreach events, we can help facilitate voter registration and civic engagement. This is all garbage. Garbage. It's what it is. That's all it is. Pure, unadulterated garbage. In a letter addressed to the Biden administration last week, the Committee on Small Business expressed strong concerns regarding the constitutional implications of the SBA's involvement in voter registration activities, as it should. The committee highlighted the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, that was announced March 19th, continues through January 1, 2036, and has questioned the legality of the SBA's engagement in activities beyond its mission, which is helping business. It has nothing to do with voting or voter registration or helping small business owners vote. That's just a flat-out blatant lie. It is a lie. You know it, I know it, and they know it. Congressman Roger Williams, chairman of the House Committee on Small Business, he's from Texas, said the SBA's MOU with the Michigan Department of State is improper, inappropriate, and perhaps unconstitutional. The SBA was created for one reason: to assist our nation's small businesses. It has no reason whatsoever to involve itself in political and potentially electioneering activities. Correct. Moreover, the fact that the SBA would divert resources away from Main Street, and that's what I just said, to focus on voter registration in a battleground state is an affront to our job creators, especially for all they do for our communities and economy. Americans have a right to know what exactly is going on here, and the committee plans on getting answers. This has no place. The Small Business Administration is not a voter registration outlet. It's there to help small businesses be successful. Period, paragraph, end of story. Here we are. Drawing attention to President Biden's 2021 executive order directing all federal agencies to facilitate access to voting, the committee voiced concerns about the timing and political nature of the MOU, particularly given Michigan's status as a key battleground state in the upcoming November election. The committee demanding transparency from the Biden administration, which will quickly not comply, requesting all communications related to the executive order and the MOU. They will not comply. They will drag their feet. They will do as they please. They are lawless. They don't follow what is handed down by the Supreme Court. They don't follow anything but their own political initiatives. But I can tell you this is wrong. You can find out that and read that entire story. MichiganNewsSource.com. MichiganNewsSource.com. You should go read that. I'm telling you. Meanwhile, this is good news, finally. A group of legislators in the Nuclear Caucus working together on bipartisan legislation that would increase clean and reliable nuclear energy in Michigan includes Graham Filler, Republican Clinton County, Mike McFaul, Democrat Hazel Park, Joey Andrews, Democrat St. Joe, Samantha Steckloff, Democrat Farmington Hills, Pauline Wenzel, Republican Bainbridge. These are people trying to pave the way for advanced nuclear reactors, remove barriers for the next generation of nuclear power reactors by defining advanced nuclear reactor, also known as small modular reactors. These are the future. SMRs are the future. These little SMRs can power entire cities. You don't need to turn farm fields and parks into fields of turbines and solar panels that are unsightly and bad for the environment, frankly. I drove by this giant solar field on I-94, somewhere between Battle Creek and Kalamazoo here, over the weekend. It looks terrible. The whole place is just, it's just a mess. Just a mess. Anyhow, let me shift a little bit. Because it's no longer a question of if something is coming, it's when. The only shock is going to be the what. Your gut, your instincts, the feeling you've had that something ominous is on the way, seems true, doesn't it? It's all true. But what are you going to do about it? Well, you still have some control. Your first step is going to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Your next step, stocking up on multiple one-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, priced at under $1, save $5. There's no time to buy in bulk. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. As the original Patriot company, they've helped over 2 million families ready themselves. These one-week kits with Ready Hour Food provide over 2,000 calories every day, and they're sealed inside a rugged ammo can, so they last up to 25 years in storage. Just grab it and go when crisis comes. Get these kits for under $50 this week only at preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com. In fact, Ivy and I ordered yesterday before 3 o'clock, which means it'll be here today. Free shipping, of course. Next day service when you order before 3. Preparewithgruber.com. Check it out.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Silly, careless human, you unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.